AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 days of public mourning declared in Iran after the helicopter crash that killed the country's president and top diplomat. Asked Monday if this could impact regional security, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said,
"This is something that we'll continue to watch, and I don't necessarily see any broader regional security impacts at this point in time."
President Biden led calls from Washington denouncing the International Criminal Court's decision to seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister over the war in Gaza. The ICC also seeking warrants for Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial continues. It may conclude today as defense testimony will continue from Michael Cohen's former legal advisor, Robert Costello. He drew the judge's anger yesterday. And severe turbulence affecting a Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore left one person dead. This is ABC News. California's highest court hears arguments today over a law centered on rideshare companies and their drivers.
The group is calling on the state Supreme Court to toss out Proposition 22, which allows rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. Food delivery driver Jorge Vargas says he's currently not paid enough to idle between deliveries.
When I'm not on an active delivery, then who's covering me? Who's helping me pay my insurance? Who's helping me pay my gas?
California's Supreme Court is set to hear legal arguments on Prop 22 this afternoon. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The head of the federal office that insures your money and your banks on his way out, the White House says Martin Gruenberg will officially step down as head of the FDIC as soon as a replacement is selected. This comes weeks after a report of a toxic workplace culture. And those new fees on tourists in Venice pulling in about $1 million in the first week and a half. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year, no question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Marlins get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer, Andrew Monasterio. Monasterio puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through seven relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. We'll get to 77 for a high today. Be weather aware, these storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Crude and Dom. On a Two for Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, we'll give you the update in the Trump trial Manhattan. And Tom and Crew, that's two.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, now. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
You're switching up which mics you're on again.
Did we really?
No, I didn't do
John
anything.
John did not, but Gordy did, and I it's a little goofy over here.
Yeah, how
here.
Come you're changing the microphone every time?
They gotta throw you got to throw curveballs at me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Got to make it interesting.
Keep you on your toes. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm sitting in the same place. It's just whatever microphone the whoever.
How much further away can you sit?
Well, I try to get as far away of you as possible, but I'll get it in the picture.
I'm starting to swing. I'm swinging my arms this morning.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you good?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, everybody good?
I'm kind of a little thrown off this morning.
Why is that?
Well, you know, you're going to have some really bad weather today.
That's what we're talking about.
Tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Bornadoes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Bornadoes.
Bornadoes.
You've got a tornado aimed right at you now.
What are you talking
about? That's a tornado.
I didn't even notice the brand name. Okay. Yeah, it's a little...
Watch out for those. You know, just like the tornado, it creates quite a gust.
Let me move it a little bit. You want a little bit of a fan?
That would help.
Find your own fan. This is only good for one person.
Well, I know. You know, you can't reach across all these laptop screens. That's cool.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Just hoard it.
It's Tuesday, May 21st, John.
Yeah.
My name's Gordy. Your name's John. We're here together Tuesday morning. Getting the John and Gordy Show just underway. It's cloudy. It's kind of foggy. We've got some showers and storms headed our way on the radar.
Yes.
It's right on our doorstep, ready to come into the city here. It's going to be warm and humid today. 81 degrees is the expected high. Don't need the weather wheel today. Don't need the weather balls. It's going to be hot, humid, thunderstorms later today. Could be strong, could be severe. You know, we'll keep you posted. Keep your eye to the sky and your ear right here.
Okay.
We'll keep you...
So just don't
informed.
Worry, it's going to be bad weather. You know, we don't need to give you the details on.
No.
That's what you're saying, basically.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
I'll tell you what, we could use the roulette wheel to get the current temperature. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Why not?
Let's do that. The weather wheel.
Let's roll the wheel. Here we go.
Right.
Yep. All right, wheel. Round and round it goes. Current temperature in Madison is 61 degrees.
Super.
Again, highs in the low 80s today. It's hot and humid.
Well, today
we're
going to continue our week-long investigation into Project 2025. We've got more fun stuff.
We're going to workshop it a little bit.
Yes.
We're trying to help, you know? That's all.
Absolutely.
We're just kind of pointing out a few things that maybe could be adjusted along the way in Project 2025.
It can be a little depressing, but we're putting a happy face on it.
All right. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later on, but... First, it's time for the National Day Calendar.
All right, can't wait.
21st day of May. So, what is it today? What is it? Is it Memo Day? Is it?
Are we looking for a day that doesn't exist that you just threw in?
That's right. Got a list of days here. Just, one of these does not belong. Just want
to get the rules up to date.
All right, Memo Day, Strawberry and Cream Day.
Cream Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. National Seat Cushion Day. National Wait Staff Day. Or is it American Red Cross Founders Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
It's Strawberries and Cream Day.
You're wrong.
Damn.
Sam?
Waitstaff Day? That doesn't sound right.
You're wrong, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not National Seat Cushion Day. Why would we have a day for seat cushions? You got? I snuck that one right by you. You didn't even flinch. National Seat Cushion. What is
the
matter with you?
You,
you guys are just waking up, aren't you?
Wow.
Mm. Okay. It could be National Seat Cushion Day, but it's not. It's some other day.
You know, you're getting so good at reading off the days.
Yeah.
That maybe you should come up with your own Gordy calendar.
You figured out the tell, and then I figured out what you figured out.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sneaking them by you. Okay. All right, let's get into National Memo Day. That sounds almost interesting, doesn't it?
I don't think I'm going to be able to lift this one down. Actually, thinking
National Seat Cushion Day
was a real day. What the hell is wrong with
me
this morning?
You know, I guess if you were going to see the Mallards, they would have a national seat. They would have a seat cushion day if they're giving out seat cushions, you know? So I think that's how it slipped through.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you now.
Like at baseball stadiums, they have a seat cushion.
Yeah. Each year on May 21st,
I feel so much better now.
We recognize National Memo Day. We will send you a reminder just in case you forget. A memo, short for memorandum, is a document or other communication intended to inform a group. Well, we know what memos are. We see them all the time.
I know. Usually, we have our phones remind us now instead of having a memo tablet.
Right. Yep. A memo could be a note, an email, or other record made for future use. Okay. Produced as a written message. How to observe National Memo Day.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's any way to
really. If your life is that empty, you have to celebrate National Memo Day.
It would be pretty bizarre to do any kind of celebration. Yeah. Okay. We should put out a memo, a John and Gordy memo every day, and send it to our listeners. Just, you know.
Catherine sends out memos all the time.
She does. She's good at it. She practices.
I know.
A lot.
I bet she's very good at typing out those really long ones.
Well, you know, that's you got to keep everybody informed of what's going on, you know, and what's happening in the company and what, you know, what's expected,
a lot of
all that stuff.
And if you went to our app, you'd see how many stations there are.
There are 20 stations at least on Civic Media. Just get the Civic Media app. You can download it for free. Get you in touch.
I think she gets us mixed up with Mino and the mayor.
You think so? Up in Green Bay?
Yeah. For some reason, I think she's really
to
talking
them.
To them, not us.
You know, we should call them once a week. Let's start doing that. Like on the Monday. Monday with Mino and the mayor. See, it's got
there
a little alliteration to it.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's make a memo for that. Okay. A memo for Mino and the mayor Mondays. Okay. I think we're on to something. It's National Strawberry and Cream Day.
You are the idea, man.
Thank you. We combined two favorites for a celebration of National Strawberries and Cream. Doesn't that sound good?
Like that.
It's
yes.
delicious.
Yeah, the strawberries hit the shelves.
Fresh strawberries. Wow. Homemade whipped cream. That's perfect. Refreshing, light snack on a beautifully warm day. And today's going to be in the 80s. So.
A little cream, huh?
There you go.
Well, yesterday was strawberry picking day, and I didn't know any other strawberry songs other than Strawberry Fields Forever, which we already played, so had to play some Cream.
There is a song called Strawberry Shortcake.
Really?
Jay and the Techniques.
Okay.
I'll take a look.
Okay.
That's an oldie. Strawberries grow all over the world, John Peterson. Not only are they delicious, but they are also fragrant.
We're still on this.
With over 600 varieties, we have... 600 varieties
of
strawberries.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
We have quite a few to choose from. While strawberries and cream make it a great dessert that also can be eaten for breakfast or a snack. That's right. You can also add a little granola for some texture. Do you like a little granola with your strawberries and cream?
I don't know.
Okay.
I get the dehydrated strawberries in Special K.
Really?
Ever try that?
Ugh.
It's really, really good.
Is it?
Even though the strawberries are rather large, I go through the box and I break up all the strawberries, the large ones, into smaller pieces, and then you get more of the pieces in each spoonful of
that.
Special K.
That's true. Yeah. I love freeze-dried strawberries. They're so good.
What is so special about Special K, anyway? Why would it be Special K?
All it is just a different form of Rice Krispies.
Okay. Yeah. Look. Nothing really that special.
Right.
While strawberries and cream make a great dessert, it could also be... I already read that. No matter how you enjoy your strawberries, you just can't go wrong. The strawberries...
Well, that's
true. Who writes this crap anyway? God. Okay.
Really,
let's move on.
You can't go wrong. Eating strawberries. Remember the story I had where I was out doing the census and this yard was just filled with strawberries.
Yeah.
The yard didn't have grass. It had strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman said that you can't eat those. They're poisonous. It's a different version of strawberries.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then you came in and the next day I said, no, you can eat those. She was just telling you that story so you wouldn't sit there and eat strawberries from her yard.
Well, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe she's had that experience, you know. Somebody just comes along and starts
people
picking her strawberries.
Just, you know, get into her yard and start grazing.
Oh, boy. Okay, next up on the big national day list. I can't look at you right now. National Waitstaff Day. You know, servers. We were talking about servers. Waitstaff.
Waitstaff, yes.
Recognizes the dedicated and often talented waitstaff. We are encouraged to show appreciation to all waitstaff for making our dining experiences enjoyable. You know, some servers really do that. You know,
yes.
You go to a nice fine restaurant, they really go out of their way to help you out.
Yeah.
They, you know, take you through the menu a little bit, maybe point out a couple of specialties. I appreciate that when somebody does that, server does that.
They have a special of the day normally.
Yeah. So I appreciate your wait staff today. At the same time, restaurant owners and managers also recognize and appreciate their wait staff. So there you go. Hats off to the wait staff today.
Kind of the big question today is, and we're taking your calls all morning long in regards to this, but are you getting used to the electronic tipping system that they have now?
Oh, boy. That's a big can of worms, isn't it? I mean, it just doesn't it. When you do it, I understand it, you know, up to a degree.
Yeah.
But when you're just going through a buffet line or something, and you just, it's just the cashier and
Exactly. And then.
And then it asks you, you know, what size tip would you like to leave or no tip? And they're standing there right in front of you.
I know. They haven't really done anything.
They haven't done anything.
They're
just standing at the cash register like they even didn't.
I know. I have that dilemma when I go to Chin's.
Chin's?
Yeah. I mean, the guy takes the order and everything. And we know each other now.
Do you?
My kids just love Chin's, and I'm going broke buying Chin's.
I don't know Chin's. Where is Chin's?
It's on Old Sauk Road.
Okay.
I guess there are a few locations. But, the guy just takes the order, and then it has a place for a tip.
Right.
And I'm thinking, So I always give a dollar tip, thinking I've got to do something.
Right. That's what they want
but
you to
sometimes
think.
That's like an insult, right?
Right.
But he likes me.
To tip or
we
not
know
to
each
tip.
Other. Yeah.
All right. We'll
that's
come back
question
with more
of the morning, boy.
More of the John and Gordy Show. With a look at history coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, and 1580 AM on your radio dial. It's the John and Gordy Show. I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young, along with our producer, Sam Davison.
Sam Davison.
Hello.
Good morning. It's a nice little melody.
It is.
Who is this, Sam?
This is Fats Waller. Have we become NPR or something?
No. We're trying.
We are.
We're trying.
Yeah, it's Fats Waller's birthday today.
How old is Fats?
Born today in 1904, so 120.
Yeah.
He's getting up there.
Looking his age.
Why are we playing Fats Waller? Is it time to open the history books here?
Let's if you think so, let's take a look-see.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You know, we never did take a look at your bicycle. Are you taking your bike into work now?
Well, I didn't today because it's going to storm really bad.
Yes, it's going to be bad.
Maybe tomorrow.
It's going to be very bad today. All right. We'll take a look at it.
Speaking of bicycles.
Yeah?
On this day in 1819.
Yes.
Okay.
The American press reports on a pre-bicycle for the first time.
Pre-bicycle.
Yeah, it was a bike without pedals because they hadn't invented the pedals yet.
Wow.
A bike without pedals.
Yeah. So you would sit on it and then you'd just kind of push yourself along with your feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
They called them velocipedes.
What? Yeah. I like the name.
Yeah. And so in 1819, the Evening Post reported on these new fancy devices coming into the country.
Hmm.
Okay. And supposedly there were so many of them, and they were so useful where they were being imported that they lowered the price of a horse.
Wow. Who would have guessed
that would have happened?
Yeah.
Without pedals.
Yeah, the pedals weren't invented for another like 40 years.
Took a long time to come up with that.
It took quite a while.
Yeah. Kind of a tall... Tall scooter, basically.
I guess.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
That you'd sit down on instead of standing on.
Okay.
And it took off, and it was very popular. People liked the idea.
I wouldn't say it was very popular, no.
Well, they had to lower the price of horses.
Yeah,
so,
see?
You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
You know, megas today would say, hey, it's wrecking our job opportunities.
Well, okay.
1901.
Although the people that were selling the pre-bicycles, they were doing great.
They were doing okay, but it's hurting everybody else, and that's just not fair.
Okay.
All right.
What else happened on this date?
Let's see. 1901, more transportation history.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut establishes the first speed limit. You're looking at the sheet, aren't you?
In 1901?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you how fast you think it was, but you're looking at the sheet right now.
This is the first time I've ever looked at the sheet, and there it is, 12 miles per hour in the cities and 15 on country roads. I think that's the speed limits we have out in Middleton. I'm pretty sure that's what they lowered them to.
Well, John, you're a bit of a speed demon, aren't you? You're kind of a crazy driver.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a crazy driver. According to my sons, I'm a crazy driver.
I haven't ridden with you, but that's what I've heard.
Oh, you should take a ride sometime.
That's true. One son thinks I'm a crazy driver and doesn't like it when I drive.
Mm.
And the other son says I'm a crazy driver, but he likes the way I'm able to maneuver through traffic.
Mm.
So I have a talent, he says. Mm. And I'm a really good driver.
So you have one daredevil
crazy
son
driver.
And one cautious son.
Very cautious son.
What does Ann say about your driving? She like it?
No.
Okay. That's why she's got her own car.
You know, I keep everybody awake in the car by stopping suddenly.
So they slam forward into the seat in front of them?
Yes. Yeah. Or the dash.
Yeah. Keep them on their
and
toes.
They don't like that.
All right.
Oh, boy. We have one other thing that it was so bizarre that I had to include it on here.
Okay.
So President James Garfield, he was assassinated in the late 1800s, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Apparently they kept his spine. In the year 2000, the National Museum of Health and Medicine put his spine on display.
Oh, no.
Why?
That's a good question. Like, why? Part of the reason that he died was because they were trying to use so many new medical technologies on him to save his life, and they actually ended up killing him. And that's probably why, is to showcase all of, like, the remnants of what they tried to do to him to save his life.
That sounds like the movie, you know.
What?
What movie?
The Tingler. Yes. Where people died of fright, and then they removed their spine, and the spine became alive because the person died from fright and would crawl around and strangle and kill people.
Maybe that's how Garfield really died. The Tingler got to him.
Yes, and they're trying to contain it.
I wonder if it's still on display. The National Museum of Health.
Well, it's not still on display. It was only, they put it up for starting on this day in 2000 for just like a couple of days. So I'm sure it still exists somewhere, cataloged in the back of a museum. But
that big warehouse in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
right. Anything else?
I got a couple more birthdays. We mentioned Fats Waller earlier. Right. Mr. T, I pity the fool. Born today in 1952.
What a great act.
Really rode that, didn't he?
He sure did. You see him on commercials still.
Yeah.
He's up there.
He's got a great
sense
of humor.
So he's 72 today.
Well, okay. There. And Jeffrey Dahmer, born today in 1960.
Okay.
Wow, that's insane. Insane stuff.
Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, I thought this was way further in the past than it actually was. So I guess I don't connect to it in quite the same way that anyone older than like 35 does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing all that information to us and bringing us down.
Think of all the movies that came out because of Jeffrey Dahmer.
The TV movies. And,
really?
Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, there were horror flicks and then there were documentaries and reenactments and it's insane.
What a time.
Yeah. He died in jail too. Mm-hmm. In Portage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Sophia kind of has like a weird fascination with serial killers.
Oh, really?
And like when she found out that like that Portage is the Portage that he was at, she kind of like was really fascinated freaked out
by it.
Go take a tour.
Well, when we were up in when we were up in the Dells for the Christmas party, we drove past it. Uh-huh. She was just like glued to the window of the car the whole time we were driving past.
Well, when you're in the Dells, you should stop by the Torture Palace.
What?
Oh, she'd love that. Is that still there?
I don't think so. Downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they removed that.
Oh, boy.
They wanted to become a little more family friendly, you know. It's the Dells. They have the scary, you know, the haunted house stuff, but
We're pretty family friendly here. This is the family show, right?
It is. We can talk about the Torture Palace.
Okay.
But we're not the Torture Palace.
some mornings it seems like.
Okay.
We're good, right?
Weather today, yes. Just a reminder, you know, if you're just waking up, they're talking about some pretty heavy showers and thunderstorms later on today.
Moving through,
so just
possible tornadoes.
That's right.
Hurricanes.
No hurricanes in the forecast, but tornadoes. Just be aware, okay? Be weather aware.
Okay. Well, I'll try to keep that in mind.
Okay. Just trying to remind you. Do I have to put out a memo about it?
Well, it's National Memo Day, right?
It is National Memo Day.
Well, could you put that to paper? That'd be fantastic. All right, I think we're going to come up with a little bit of local news, and that would be a representative and a senator talking about our colleges in the state.
Okay.
And you'll be very interested in knowing.
And we'll
get in the details.
Continue our workshop on Project 2025.
I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young. Hello.
You
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your rain gauge and Nassau. Believe it or not, they're both partners in your farming operation. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You may not realize it, but Nassau has been involved in helping production agriculture since the early 70s. They provide a lot of weather-related information to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and have been doing so for big reports like the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates since the 70s. Brad Dorn is the agriculture lead with Nassau, and he says one area they're really focused on now, soil moistures.
Getting better soil moisture information has been one of the key inputs we've been providing to USDA and the Foreign Ag Service from our satellites. And these sensors come from sensors with these, you know, big arrays that, you know, we've been using for weather forecasting a lot or for motion technology, but now we're using them more and more for soil moisture. But now we're also going to include radar systems. We're going to launch a satellite this year. And we're going to have surface soil moisture observations every couple football fields.
Brett Dorn, one of the agriculture leads with Nassau, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fine-tune forecasting and let you know what weather patterns are on the way. We're talking more about weather patterns at our latest planting progress report. Plus, we'll get you up to speed on markets and overnight trade. That's next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 2.11. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.25 at 1.92. And AA butter, that actually gained 2.25 cents to 3.09 1/4 per pound. Red ink this morning, December corn's down 4 at 4.80. November beans down 7 at 12.09. July wheat's down 3 at 6.85. And your June Class 3 milk closed 23 cents lower at 21.23 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. We'll get to 77 for a high today. Be weather aware, these storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams returns. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
It's good stuff.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, on State Street, half a block away from the Dome, by the way.
We are live with the John and Gordy Show.
I'm John.
And I'm Gordy. And that's Sam. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Yes.
Everybody's so bright and cheery this morning and getting ready for the heavy weather to hit us later on today.
I like witnessing heavy weather.
Thunderstorms. Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
When I was a kid, I used to sit in the back of our minivan with like the hatch popped and sit there eating carrots watching thunderstorms. Yeah, in our driveway.
Yeah, that's what kids do. They just love thunderstorms and lightning.
Yeah.
You know, I used to stand in front of our picture window. We had a ranch-style home when I was a little kid, and I just watched the lightning, and I'd sit there and draw the lightning that I saw.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You were an artist even as a child.
Yeah,
huh?
Inspired by lightning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we could get some of that today. Heavy rain, thunderstorms, maybe tornadoes. So just be watching.
See, we can say that casually, and not even have to worry. But if you're in Tornado Alley, I suppose they don't really like watching the thunderstorms rolling. Right,
right.
Makes me think of that picture of the guy mowing his lawn while there's a tornado in the background.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that picture?
No.
Oh, I have to show you that at the next segment here.
You know, that new movie, Twisters, is coming out end of July.
Is it a sequel to the original? Well,
I believe so, yes.
Ooh.
But I don't know if any of the original characters are still in this one, but it's coming out, I think, third week of July.
Well, the original had the flying cow in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cow.
No one will
another
ever forget.
Another cow. Maybe same cow. Yeah. But that was a great movie, but this new one,
special effects are much better now.
Yes, I saw did you see the commercial for
it? No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's really
dynamic.
But
I imagine it's better now.
Yeah. Twisters.
You know, watching the twisters that people have captured on their phones recently that came through our area, they're much smoother.
What do you mean?
The surface of the tornadoes are much smoother than they are portrayed in movies where they've kind of swirls and it's a little bit different, you know. Maybe they thought it was too surreal looking or too cartoonish by making it smooth, but they are smooth looking from the outside.
Well, in the new movie, in the promo that I saw, it looked like a double tornado. You know, twisters.
Yeah.
So that's
worse,
the sequel.
Yeah.
You know, first there was just one twister. Now they've got two twisters.
Two. Wow.
In the same, you know, cloud formation.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. We'll have to ask Brittany Merlot if she can review the movie for us.
What are those? Lake twisters? What do they call those?
Lake twisters? What do you mean? Oh, like water spouts?
Water spouts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Those happen. Those happen on Lake Michigan. They do.
Are we?
What?
Are we
What's
paying
about?
Attention to Sam enough? Seems angry now.
No,
I'm not angry.
Oh, okay.
I'm confused because I've never heard of a water spout before.
No kidding.
Oh, really? You haven't?
No.
Okay.
Well, they have them in Florida all the time.
Like a lake hurricane, kind of.
It's no,
it's not a hurricane. It's a tornado.
It's a tornado like a over cloud. Water, and it goes down to the water and sucks up some of the water into it.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe that's where they
what
get
a
the,
neat idea.
You can go to YouTube and just
maybe that's where they
put
get
in
the,
water spots
the rain
YouTube.
Showers of fish. You've
yes,
seen those.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's from that
that's
probably.
That's how it happens. The fish gets sucked up into the water spouts.
They do and they all rain down
Sam's,
on you.
Sam's
he doesn't believe it.
He doesn't believe
stuff.
It.
No, I do. It's just like I've never really thought about this before. All those poor fish just getting their world turned upside
and it's
down.
It's not nice. No.
Just
it's a big surprise to them.
Got a memo here from Catherine. Let's see.
Dorks. Dorks. But it's That's, true.
It you says know, it
in,
all.
Here we're in talking. All caps. In all caps.
That's, she's yelling at us.
So, well, the thing here is, You know, they come out with a movie, a double twister movie.
Yes.
Instead, they should come out with
water spouts?
Water spouts with rain showers of fish. That sounds more fun.
For the whole movie? I mean, that, I don't know.
It's almost like Sharknado.
I was going to just ask, have you seen Sharknado?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to watch all of them. I don't know if I ever did because they're all similar, and I'm not quite sure which one I was on, which one I was watching. God, but they, okay. I have to say, they are probably the best series of TV shows that I've watched.
Sharknado?
Yeah, Sharknado is just
Shark Week.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is.
Okay. All right.
It's a big thumbs up and a big recommendation from me,
okay,
Mr. John Peterson Movie Reviewer.
Okay. Not only do we have the showers and storms later on today, some areas have out in the boonies mm-hmm. are seeing some pretty heavy fog this morning. So if you're out there, be careful.
All right.
Okay? And, hey, you can listen to us on the Civic Media app wherever you go. Download it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's free. Tune us in. Okay?
All right.
All right.
You know, it's a little quieter downtown now because most of the students have left town.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone back home. And I hope that they know where they should vote come November.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that that they vote here in Dane County. Let's just hope that when they come back, they vote in Dane County because the Republicans tried to get those kids to vote in their hometowns. They don't want them voting in Wisconsin.
Well, right. But, I know that I was looking at the last election, you know, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And Dane County went something like 75%.
Yes, that's Joe why Biden. They want the students out of here.
Yeah.
They definitely want them out.
Yeah.
But we had the protests and the woke propaganda that's taught at the universities. And our Republican, our mega legislators, believe that that's all they're taught. That's all they do at the university. They don't have classes necessarily. They don't learn anything. The exams were probably about woke propaganda and probably about how to protest and create an encampment.
This is what the MAGA Republicans believe.
That's what they think. That's what they think. And I have actually a comment from Representative Mark Bourne. He's a little overweight, you know, really should do something about that unless he wants to pay higher premiums, according to Eric Hovde. Let's check overweight Mr. Mark Bourne.
It's part of an overall focus to try to get UW system to focus on things that are actually important to Wisconsin.
Yes.
We need workforce. We need doctors. We need professionals. We need engineers. We still need the system to train the workforce of the future. But they seem to be focused on anything but that.
Oh, that's
And there were examples of that again just in the last couple of weeks. With the way they handled so poorly those protests and refused to enforce the law.
Oh, the law.
Their priorities are out of whack with Wisconsin, and we started that process in this budget. We're going to have to continue those discussions. We're going to have to continue to control those purse strings so they can focus on what's important, because we do need a higher education system that provides the workforce of the future. But right now, they're failing us. We're going to keep fighting to build the workforce of the future with our higher education system and stop the BS.
Oh, that's it. That's what they're teaching at the UW. They're teaching BS. They're teaching woke propaganda and how to protest correctly, but follow the law, because those encampments were illegal. Oh, no, actually, they were allowed by the administration. So maybe he's a little bit behind on that news story. Check out the newspaper every once in a while, Mark. I guess he's overeating. Let's...
What are you fat shaming him for?
Because, I'm just so tired of these guys just sitting back, eating their bonbons, and criticizing everybody else.
Do you want to be able to eat your bonbons, John, and you don't?
Yes, I envy him so much.
You're on a candy diet?
Here's the thing. Eric Hovde opened the store up, okay?
All right.
Because he wants to charge higher health care premiums to people that are overweight. He doesn't understand it's a genetic thing. He doesn't understand that the person may have a back problem, not able to work out, and then gains weight. He doesn't understand any of the problems that normal human beings and their bodies have.
Okay.
Okay? Just saying. So, anyway, then we have Senator Devin Lemahieu, He doesn't skip a beat lying as well, blaming the woke distractions that don't exist for being responsible for two-year campuses closing and student populations declining. Let's check this cut out from Devin.
Okay. Over the last, well, for a while now, the leaders of our university, the faculty, they've been focusing all on the wrong things. They're focusing all these woke policies and everything else rather than getting individuals into the system who will go into nursing,
how do you
into
know that?
Medicine, into engineering,
what?
Into teaching, into everything that we need in our society. And the reflection is that every one of the universities in the system outside of Madison has been shrinking because they're not fulfilling their goal.
You haven't been.
They're focusing on all the wrong things and not providing value to those students who are going there.
Fund them.
We've seen two-year campuses shutting down just because they're not focusing on the mission that they need to focus on.
No funding.
So we'll continue that battle, trying to get them to focus. You know, we need to focus on getting good leadership in the system to make sure that they're focusing on the right things.
A lot of focusing.
Because Devin and Mark are both, just people that we admire for getting so much stuff done. I think, they should probably fund the two-year universities that are closing down. That's the problem. They didn't have enough funding in order to keep them running.
Well, that's one problem. They cut way back on getting recruitments, doing their recruiting staffs.
Right. They couldn't have the recruiting staff because they didn't get the funding.
Right. Yeah.
And it all works that way. Let's just kind of, think about it a little bit, you guys.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, and water sports are real. This is quite a while ago when I was up north then with a buddy. We were cutting across this little marsh. I think we were going to fix up our duck blind.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, hear the wind kick up, and we look over, and there across the marsh, we see the tops of the trees going on. There across the marsh, all of a sudden, a water spout formed.
Wow,
and
in a marsh.
Across the marsh and went the other way. I mean, it was like a dust devil, which is just a small version of a tornado. But and for your past thing with the Mark Bourne and the Mayfuke, those guys are just the fat. Mark Bourne should worry about the fat between his ears.
Yes, that's it. I think that's what I was getting at.
Okay.
It is just ridiculous, these guys.
I know.
That recruitment's the problem at the 2 years, and that... what they're going on, and the funding is the big thing. These guys do not want to fund education. And the purpose of the university is not only to provide, to educate people, to train people to work, it's also to produce citizens. And these guys do not want to have citizens. They want to have slaves. That's what Project 25 is all about. We'll all just be little serfs underneath the baleful eye of Mayhew and Bourne and all the other righteous righties who have forgotten their history class. It's interesting that this little encyclopedia, this Dictionary of Cultural Literature I had, has kind of a little thumbnail sketch of like various histories. And the thing for the Baptists is one of the big things for the Baptists was separation of church and state back in the day. And of course, they objected to paying taxes to the Church of England. Well, now we're all going to be paying taxes to whatever church they decide this is going to be our official national church. And that.
It'll be a part of our education. They want to throw that in. They want to make sure it's included, that they know that this country was based on the Christian religion.
Hogwash.
Yes, I know. I know. But the thing that's most insulting from these comments that I just played is that they actually think people will believe that the students aren't learning anything, that maybe these exams that they had just gone through and the graduation they had just gone through was all based on learning how to protest and a woke propaganda agenda that doesn't really exist. And it's insulting to think that they think that we would believe something like that. That's all they learned here in Madison. They're not really trying to get an occupation or get into some advanced, coursework.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks. I'm Coming John up, Peterson. and right over here, I'm pointing to him, is what's your name again?
Gordy Young.
All right.
6:49. Coming up, Marjorie Taylor Greene has no respect for the law. No respect.
Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
John and Gordy.
John and Gordy, you're off the air. You don't realize that your mics are live.
Thank you, Sam.
We're here. We're here. Do it live. Radio.
Whew. Mad Radio 92.7 yeah. WMDX. It's Tuesday, May 21st. Showers and thunderstorms on the way. And a high of 81 humid degrees.
It's bad. Let's talk about a representative down there from Texas.
Why?
She's making a name for herself. Jasmine Crockett's really getting out there and giving everybody pretty much a hard time. She's a lawyer, but she's also a representative, and it's not going to get pushed around
Jasmine
in the House.
Crockett.
Yes,
Jasmine Crockett. Any relation to Davy?
No.
Okay. Well, not that we know of. Maybe.
Well, maybe. She's black, and I think
well,
Davy Crockett was white.
Okay.
But probably not a relation.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, she and Marjorie Taylor Greene had a little disagreement. Taylor Greene said something nasty about her eyelashes.
Yeah.
And Crockett said, she just wanted to clarify. I can't remember what description she had of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some kind of tight fitness, manly body that she had.
This has been going on for a couple of days, right? Yeah, I mean, this little cat fight in the House, right?
Yes, kind of. It was a really volatile disagreement.
Okay,
and this is what Jasmine had to say about that whole row. 113?
Sam dozed off for a second.
No, I was working on queuing something up, and I stopped listening for 3 seconds.
That's why we
went
slipped
after
that
your
in
parents,
there.
And then you went out, you went back at her 1,000-fold.
I did, in a very lawyerly way.
Obviously, she started it. I'm not disputing that. But do you regret that at all?
I mean, don't.
You don't?
I don't. Because here's the thing. I signed up to be a member of Congress. That didn't mean that I was supposed to walk into a position where I'm going to walk in and be disrespected. It's already a hostile work environment being there, and we do have rules. The problem with MAGA is that MAGA does not respect rules, nor do they respect the law. That is exactly why they're all running up to Trump's trial, because he's in trouble not because of some big conspiracy by the Biden administration. He's in trouble because he fails to respect the law. The reason that the Supreme Court right now is debating whether or not Trump can commit crimes or any president can commit crimes and then be let off is because they have no respect for law. The party of law and order is gone at this point in time.
There you go.
Okay.
The bottom line is not having respect for law. And that could be a blanket thing we could say about the entire administration that was in power under Trump. No one had any respect for the law, and it continues to this day. And Project 2025 is also one of those things where they don't have any respect for the Constitution, law, or anything. They're going to change it all in order to kind of gear it toward their party for the conservatives.
That's what Project 2025 is all about, is really writing a new constitution.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So,
and Jasmine, by the way, was asked about what Biden has done so far for the black voter out there. You know, I go out and I interview a lot of black individuals in their communities, and they're not really wanting to get involved in the voting process or in the census. They don't want to give their input. They feel like they've been shortchanged, that no one listens to them, so they don't feel like they need to vote.
That's what you found as you go out and do the census.
Yeah. And those are questions I ask on my own. Just want to get a feel for the community, basically.
That's the common attitude.
Yeah, that's what I get. And this is what she said about what Biden has done for the black voter.
President Joe Biden is very focused on the black vote this weekend. In particular, he's headed to Detroit tonight to appeal to black voters. He's speaking at Morehouse this morning. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans from Detroit, from Michigan, told the Detroit News, apathy is the biggest problem. You've got to get somebody to get them out and give them a reason to come out. Why is Biden struggling with black voters right now?
You know, I think it's about whether or not people understand what he has done for them. It's tough to kind of connect the dots sometimes. And honestly, this administration has done so much that it's not a matter of, hey, I've got this one thing. This one thing, and just kind of continually hitting that one thing. And so I think right now it's about making sure it's communicated as he goes to Morehouse that $7 billion has been given to HBCUs more than any other administration ever. People credit Trump for supporting HBCUs when in reality, Trump did not want to reauthorize the $253 million that was already signed into law. He actually wasn't going to reauthorize it. It was Dr. Adams, a black woman, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, who is a former HBCU professor and a former HBCU student, who said that's not going to be good enough. So what did Trump do? He took a picture with all the HBCU presidents and made it seem as if he did something novel and great. And it wasn't. He actually was going to cut them off. And so I think that black folk need to know that this administration has actually invested in them. When you start looking at student debt relief, it has disproportionately positively impacted black folk. We're talking about over $137 billion for over 4 million people. That means that there is at least 4 million people that now can hopefully start to get at that wealth gap and maybe buy a home because their debt-to-income ratio won't be so bad.
They need to get you out on the trail is what I think.
I will be heading to Detroit as soon as I can.
All right.
That was a great explanation. And a lot of this debt relief goes to black voters as well. And it can give them that head start that they need to get home, start investing in their lives, start a family, and get a good job. And if they did vote, they will be listened to.
Mm-hmm. Got to get out and vote.
And it looks like Trump tried to take credit and then cut the funding on top of it. This is so typical of the MAGA at this point. Mm-hmm. This is so standard procedure for them. So anyway, it's important to get the black voters out there.
Well, absolutely. Yes. And continue to track it as we go along.
One of the weird things that we just saw on CNN
is that
Graceland is in foreclosure?
Yes.
I did not know
Elvis's
that.
Elvis's palace there in Memphis.
That's right.
In foreclosure.
And a granddaughter is complaining and trying to stop the foreclosure of Graceland.
How is that possible?
That would be like selling stuff on the property.
Well, yes, or selling the whole property to somebody else.
All this very, I would assume, very expensive stuff. Whatever you call it. Collectibles.
Yeah, souvenirs and stuff. Sales are down, apparently, at Graceland. Yeah. And visitors.
Foreclosure.
How can that be? Yeah. Wow. Hey, coming up. How did Project 2025 begin?
Yes.
Right? We're go back to the roots.
We're going to start with the beginning.
Okay.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.